Cape Talk.
Insurance Spotlight with Christel Coleman.
Christel Coleman chats to us every Monday morning about insurance, and she's the expert at Old Mutual Insure. It's a crucial time of the year where everybody is sort of December holidays, which is just around the corner, and millions of South Africans are expected to hit the roads on their way to their travel destination. Christel, very good morning to you and welcome to the show. Would I be needing additional insurance this time of the year?
Oh, no, you don't need additional insurance. You just need to make sure that your insurance you have in place are active and that you sort of adhere to all the minimum requirements to make sure when something goes wrong that the insurance policy will pay out. So it's time to look at things a little bit before you get onto the road.
And, you know, Christel, a number of people take very important items with them. When I travel, I take my laptop with me. I take my phones with me. There's an iPad that goes with me. The children have got their sort of, their games, their PlayStations or their Xboxes that they normally take with them. Would I sort of need to notify my insurance that I'm taking that with me, or do I need some extra insurance for that?
No, you must make sure that your personal or risk insurance, which is the insurance that covers your stuff outside of the home that you take with you, that you've got adequate, coverage in place, that your sum insured is enough, and that you understand what that personal or risk insurance cover and what it doesn't cover. You were mentioning cell phones and laptops. Those electronic equipment items usually need to be specified. So, if you only travel once a year and you don't normally insure it, because you don't take it outside of the home, you have to phone your insurance company and make sure that you've got that extra cover in place. And unfortunately, insurance policies are not created equal. So some policies will automatically cover you when you take things outside of the house, and other policies you have to specify those items. So it's really important to phone up your broker or insurance, say, these are the items I'm taking with me, and do I have the adequate insurance cover in place?
And because those things can just go lost. I mean, you can, for instance, leave your room and go and have your early breakfast and come back, and those items could actually be stolen. So what should I take into consideration when I go on this holiday? And you see, sometimes you go on a holiday for about 14 days overseas. What should I be taking in consideration there?
Overseas trips, obviously, but I think the more dangerous ones are the ones where you get into your car and you drive to the coast and you've got all that stuff in your vehicle. So the risk is also much, much increased while on the road. You could be in an accident, a serious accident, or someone could break into your vehicle when you stop for breakfast on your way, somewhere. So very important to make sure that you've got the right cover in place for the stuff inside of your car, but also to make sure that your car itself is in the right condition so that your policy will pay out. So you need to have your car checked, not just for your own personal safety, but for your motor insurance policy to respond. If your tread is worn down on your tires, your claim could be rejected if you're involved in an accident while the road is wet, if your brakes are not in a working condition, if your wiper blades aren't replaced. These are all things that insurance companies look at when they look at the viability for the insurance policy to pay out when you've had a claim. And then you were touching on drunk driving just now. I think for me that's one of the most important discussion points is if you drink and drive and you are involved in an accident, your insurance policy will not pay out. So not only will you end up being held overnight at the moment in jail, but you will end up with a very serious financial headache because you will not be, your policy won't pay out for your own damage and that's of the other party. So it's really important that you also, that you don't drink and drive. I think that's a very important message.
Yeah. And emergency numbers, there are a number of things in terms of emergency numbers. We all don't sort of save these on our phone. And normally you'd get a situation whereby you buy a vehicle from a particular company and they've got this sort of assist to drive and, those kind of numbers. So we normally don't. But when we're in an accident, we start scratching in the cubbyhole to see whether we can find it. So how important are these numbers to save before you go on a trip?
Well, there's two emergency numbers. The one that you need to save, you have to do it this morning if you just listen to this, is the ICE number in case of emergency. That's the number when the paramedics get to the scene and they want to phone your nearest relative. So under ICE, I-C-E, save your husband, your father, your mother, someone that you want the paramedics to call when you are in a situation where you can't talk. Then your emergency assist number, which is the number you phone when you're in an emergency, whether at home or whether at the roadside, either with your vehicle warranty, you get emergency roadside assistance, or your insurance company, or they all offer emergency assist services. Save that number right at the top so that you can easily access it under assist services or accident services or whatever, so that you know who to phone when you get stuck next to the road, either with a breakdown or in an accident, and that you are not subject to, you know, the services of all these towing operators that are descending on you when you're next to the road, because you really are required to phone your insurance company's assist services. So it's a very important point that.
Yeah, and I always moan at home, please keep your airtime topped up so that you know that you can actually make a call when you when you're in an emergency. What should I be avoiding over this Christmas period, Christelle? And we're having a chat to Christelle Coleman, who's the insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure, about festive season insurance. So what should I be avoiding?
You know, I'm avoiding, I'm not sure I'm going to give you the right answer, but it's something that we need to think about is when we leave our homes, we have to make sure that the insurance for the home is also in place and active. So that you've paid up your premiums and that your alarm is set. If you've got an alarm warranty on your policy, which is probably going to be 9 out of 10 times. And more importantly, that your backup batteries are tested. You know, we've had load shedding come out of nowhere sometimes, or just general power cuts. And that your alarm then will go over to the backup battery mode, and that it will be in place if there's a burglary. We've had some really serious claims being rejected over the years because people don't make sure that their backup batteries are tested and their alarm systems are tested and in working order. So burglaries happen at that time, and then those claims get rejected. So it's really important that you do that. Yes.
Yeah, and the important thing I always say is don't go and advertise all over Facebook that you're not at home, because you know, you could not be the only person watching your Facebook page. Any last tips, Christelle?
Yes, if you are going to get someone to house sit for you, which is what a lot of people do, make sure that that person understands the importance of setting the alarm when they leave the home, and that they don't, you know, that the house sitter isn't the one that exposes you unduly and you end up getting a claim and it not being paid out. And then I think the last point is just read the fine print of your policy, and please don't drink and drive. It's the silly season, and make use of the driving home services that you often have on offer under your policy. And don't get behind the wheel of a car if you've had even one glass of wine or a beer.
That's Christelle Coleman giving us some good advice there this morning in terms of insurance, and she's the insurance expert at Old Mutual Insure.